Hello, this is YouTube Rumble TikTok update for June 21, 2023 for politics. Again, I'm gonna cram everything all together instead of just doing whatever may be scheduled, because obviously that doesn't work. Pun intended with the stuttering. With all the shit that's going on in the media, with all the reporters doing all of their complaining and everything that goes on with changing the country. With all the shit that's going on, with all the complaining that all the media outlets are doing, it makes me definitely want to be a progressive communist. Just throw the Constitution out the window. No one can bitch. No one can express themselves because obviously they're getting more wet and getting an erection, like Schumer tells everyone that Donald is supposedly getting. They're getting more of a hard-on during the complaining than they are actually fixing the problem. It makes me want to be a cross between Gaddafi and Hitler. Not in the true sense that I'm advocating the corrupt past. It makes me want to be Gaddafi in a way where I could just go in, use my first term just to get into office, and then just say, okay, I'm in office? Good. Okay. Now we're going to tell the real truth. I'm gonna be your progressive communist for the next 70 years. Yeah, 70 years. That's progressive communism. I'm gonna throw your constitution out the window, so none of the corrupt can have the Fifth Amendment, and none of the corrupt can have the 25th Amendment. None of you corrupt people can have any of your constitutional rights. You don't have the freedom of speech, so you can't complain. You don't have the freedom of expression, so you can't complain. You don't have the Fifth Amendment, so that you can't get a lawyer. And you can't use the Fifth Amendment to get away with murder. You can't use the 25th Amendment, so you can't kick me out of office. So I'm gonna be like Gaddafi and re-inaugurate myself every 4 years, so you can't kick me out of office. So there's no election. By liberals, by Democrats, fuck yous all. Oh, by the way, you minority, the conservatives and the independents, you now have what you need. A true democracy, true leadership, and true progression. Ted Cruz, go fuck yourself in the corner. Go take care of your daughter, considering she's having a hard time staying alive, unfortunately, because she's too busy being in a deep depression while cutting her arm off, no offense intended to her. Because she's such in a deep depression, the only way she can feel reality is to cut her arm off. So, Mr. Ted Cruz, go fuck yourself. You have no choice, no other decision but to go home and take care of your daughter because she's the one who needs you, but you're too fucking stupid to realize it because you're too fucking stupid. The only thing you are doing is going on stage laughing at everybody and doing the prim and proper ego massaging on Hannity and going on stage telling everyone they're an asshole because you don't like the progression, but yet you're gonna go on stage doing the fake charisma. Mr. Ted Cruz, go fuck yourself, you're fired permanently. Go home and take care of your daughter for a change. If you really give a shit about her. Mr. Lindsey Graham, go fuck yourself, you Southern inbred hick. You Southern inbred Whitaker family member. You brain damaged inbred idiot. Stop laughing with Zelensky over laundering $950 billion over to the Ukrainian bastard. Oh, I'm sorry. No offense to the good Ukrainians and no offense to Putin. Zelensky's the asshole, not the Ukrainians. So Mr. Lindsey Graham, you're fucking fired. Go back home to the South, where the rest of the Southern inbred idiots are, not counting the minority of the good. So Mr. Lindsey Graham, go the fuck back home, because obviously you're killing your own people. That's what a progressive leader does. He fires all the corrupt idiots. With all the LGBTQ shit going on, go fuck yourselves, because I'm eradicating all of you if I were in office. That's what a truly progressive leader does. They don't just sit there and procrastinate and do a lot of shit without doing it. With all of the polite shit that's being bailed out by the central banks, hope you fucking crash. If all of you have seen the new Bud Light commercial, they're trying to get everyone to buy their beer, and while they're advocating the LGBTQ shit with fucking up the minds of the younger generation. Of course, the misinformed people are still going to buy the beer. They're still going to fund the LGBTQ shit with the child molestation and the, what's the word that the idiots describe it as? Advocating the corrupt minds of the kids who unfortunately can't figure out what they are, who they are, because they're too busy being brain mentally disabled, unfortunately, by the liberals, Democrats, and the liberal media. And yes, unfortunately, as much as I consider them entertaining, Fox News Channel, because they are the ones who are advocating and encouraging the mental disability of the younger generation through the corrupt liberal minds of all the corrupt liberal parents. This is a serious statement. I frankly don't give a shit who considers it offensive. If you are going to stoop low enough to condone and advocate and advertise the act of, how do I put it? If you're going to condone the act of attacking the crucifix, I will say with assertion, anyone who condones the act, the public act of mocking a nun who is a symbolization of Mother Mary, if you're going to condone and not stop the mocking of the act of mocking the crucifix, it is the true evidence publicly that you are proving that the U.S. is a satanic country who condones the act of disrespecting God himself. So I will say the U.S. is a true satanic country, and whoever bureaucratically is loyal to the country itself is a Satanist. And I'm going to say it without bureaucracy. If you are misled, that is one thing. If you are purely bureaucratically condoning the act of being loyal to a country that condones Satanism and being bureaucratically loyal to a country who condones that condones treating its own people like shit, you yourself are a Satanist. And I say that without apology. If you are misinformed, okay, if you don't know about it, that is one thing. You have your time to disconnect from a fucked up U.S. country. If you're going to continue to be loyal to a country like the U.S., who prides itself on not correcting the corrupt and not eliminating the corrupt, you are just as bad as the satanic country that condones the Satanism. I say that without apology. That is the true reason why I am comfortable with being a self-confessed, publicly, gracefully protesting anti-American. Because that's what it's all about. Being against corruption. That's what it's all about. It's being against corruption. I do not apologize for being comfortable with being a publicly self-confessed anti-American. I pride myself on admiring progressive territories like the European territory, the Russian territory, the Chinese territory, and the Japanese territory. The Canadian and South American I'm not a fan of because they're non-progressive. Now, that being said, if you're going to condone being part of an election that is purely bureaucratic, you are part of the problem. Going on to part two.